This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show officially on the air now. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here, but he's not able to be with us this week, so I've asked Victoria Jones, who is on the Talk Radio Review, to be with us a little longer this week, as Rich McFadden also joins us. She's the ops guy at Radio America, our originating network, and no stranger to conversations with me or with many of you. So we work our way through the stories and the people list. And we go through the people list officially now at number 10, John Bolton, who looks to me like a beady-eyed muskrat. That's how I just look at him and I think, oh, he's the guy responsible for Iraq.
I like a muskrat.
Oh, do you really? Well, remember that song, Muskrat Love?
It tastes good.
By Captain and Zanil. Yeah, right? Roadkill. Number 9, Rashida, is it Tlaib? How do you pronounce her name?
Tlaib.
Tlaib. Okay, anyway, so she's in... is it open season on Muslim women who are in Congress? That's what some people
On this
saying.
One it is, yes.
Well, the other one also. What's the other one's name? I can't remember her name either. I think a lot of these controversies are contrived. What do you expect department that I come from here?
Keep going on your list.
Yeah.
Number 8, Nancy Pelosi. Thank you. Number 7, Joe Biden. Bill Blah Blasio, the mayor of New York. Number 6, William Barr. Number 5, I don't seem like I'm too friendly with him. Robert Mueller is at 4 on the list. Donald Trump Jr. is 3. Xi Jinping is number 2. And the Trumpster is number 1 on the people list. On the story list, number 10, they focused on space exploration. Number 9, problems at Boeing. Number 8, climate change discussion again, 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 and again. Number 7, the aforementioned Representative Tlaib, Holocaust statements. The number 6 issue, immigration plan, came out this week. Iranian war talk, number 5. Presidential race, number 4. Alabama's abortion law passed this past week, number 3. The aftermath of the Mueller report, number 2. And the Chinese in the trade war, all that stuff, number 1. So, can we go, do you mind, I want to kind of go to Iran for a moment, because even though it's number 5 here, a lot of people are trying to get pieces, and you seem to have a good reference point here, Victoria, in your experience of being a reporter. I had, by the way, as an aside, long conversation on the DJV program this week about what is news and who are the news people, who are the news makers, and what I went back to my origins in radio you can look at television from the 60s and 70s as well, even back further than that, for what the real news is. And it's become so blurred now, the discussion of what facts are, what the story really is. You said something that hasn't been brought out, and that is that the Iranian people, even though they despise their government, are likely to stand up for the country, even if the Ayatollah gets them into some fracas with America. Let's hope it doesn't go that far, but the Iranians this week responded to the sanctions escalation. And you said, and I'd like to go back to that, Victoria, that you don't think Americans know how vehemently the Iranians, or how well prepared they are, or how far and fast this is going in terms of their reaction to us pushing them around.
Well, I think there are a few things going on. one thing we should remember, and I think the audience knows that, you know, there's Khamenei and there's also Rouhani,
right.
So there's those
the
leaders.
President and that, the
right, and then there's also the Revolutionary Guard Corps, which the U.S. recently declared to be a terrorist organization. Now, that's important because the Revolutionary Guard Corps, which we don't like in the U.S., is a part of the Iranian government. Now, what happened when the U.S. declared it a terrorist organization? Iran then declared U.S. soldiers in that region to be terrorists. Mm-hmm. Now, that is worrying because if you declare U.S. forces in that region to be terrorists, it makes them a little bit more open season, not so much for Iranian forces because they're not likely to do anything super stupid, but for militias who have some allegiance to Iran but who might not be taking their orders from Iran. Because there are militias who are associated with Iran, but who don't phone up Rouhani and say, by the way, I'm thinking of attacking these American soldiers. They're just associated with Iran. They're, in some ways, they're the most dangerous factor. So that's one thing going on. We should be aware of that. Meanwhile, the intelligence that was collected by the U.S. government shows that Iran's leaders think the U.S. planned to attack them, prompting preparation by Tehran for possible counterstrikes. Now, that's one interpretation of the information. And the U.S. saw these missiles on boats, making them think that Iran was planning attacks. Meanwhile, the U.S. and Iran don't speak to each other. Switzerland is usually the intermediary. So with massive miscommunication going on and two very hawkish advisors to President Trump, who does not appear to be as in the loop as one would hope a president to be, the situation is rife for massive miscommunications and possible errors. Meanwhile, in Iran, you've also got, and this is what I think you're referring to, Doug, and I'm trying to keep this quick, you've got a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people who don't like the government. Some do, particularly in rural areas. A lot of very young people, probably one of the youngest populations in the world. But what they do like and what they all learn is their history. They understand their history. And they do have a glorious past, a glorious history, a glorious civilization that is very, very old. And they will fight for their country. And by the way, they have a formidable military, a formidable one.
Yeah, they have formidable lot of things. They have a formidable education system. It's a very progressive country. It's not like the rest of the backward-thinking Middle Eastern countries, many of them.
So it's not like if we did take action, it would be like going into Iraq. This is a different situation.
Yeah, they'd be much more prepared. Yep, all right. That's an interesting overview. Rich, you just chuckled a little. Why'd you chuckle?
Well, just your observation of the rest of the Middle East.
Well, I think the rest of the Middle East. Jordan is an exception. Syria wasn't, and Lebanon's kind of iffy. Iraq, the people in Iraq have always been very, very well, in the modern era, poorly educated. And the brutal dictators that have existed in some of these other countries that are in the Middle East. It's just, Iraq's the best example of it, probably, but...
Oh, there's another piece.
Syria.
One more piece, I should add. The U.S. is trying to split Iraq and Iran from each other, is trying to convince Iraq to cut its ties with Iran. You know, they share a border.
Yeah.
That's impossible. Iraq, for example, gets 35% of its electricity from Iran. It's not going to cut its ties with Iran.
It's like Europe gets most of its energy from Russia, gas and oil. That's why they're going to cut ties with those people.
They will be able to after we build power plants for them so that they can cut their ties, I would imagine.
Yeah,
that would probably
Iraqis?
Be on our, right. We'll be building
Iraq
power
and
plants.
Iraq, they're
American
intermarried
taxpayers.
Literally and politically. So it's not going to happen. And so there are some things that are possible and then some things that are very improbable.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. Don't underestimate the Iranians. I think that's, even though they have morons for, or a moron, the president's not bad. But he's going to go along with the whatever the power structure is. It doesn't seem to me like he's got a lot of chutzpah. And so he's no match for Trump.
I'm pretty sure the Iranian president doesn't have any chutzpah.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Using the Jewish term.
Yes, that's very accurate of you, Richie. All right, 16 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. If you have aching joints as you get older, we all have aching joints, whether it be your knees, your hands, your back, your shoulder, your neck, whatever it is, there is a problem as we get older. We just all know that. Sometimes it's arthritic, sometimes it's muscular, sometimes from getting a bad night's rest. Whatever it is, if you have joint aches, here's a new formula on the market that I have been proud to talk about on the air. It's called Sierracil Joint Formula 14, S-I-E-R-R-A, SIL, S-I-L. Sierracil is a company dedicated to formulating things like Joint Formula 14, which will take care of the problem in 5 days. You get that. The reason they call it Joint Formula 14 is because it's supposed to work in 14 days, but I found, in my experience, it was about a week, a little less than a week. So if you'd like to live ache-free, go to achefree.live. That's the website for Sierracil and Joint Formula 14. A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live. And for the listeners to this program right now, during the month of May, you can try Sierracil Joint Formula 14 capsules and the spray, which is a $39 value. You get it now, well, actually it's a $70 value. You get it for $39. Free shipping included, Sierracil. Also makes a product for your pet called Leaps and Bounds, and it's on sale as well with free shipping. So get the whole deal now, achefree.live for the month of May on special. It's at www.achefree.live. Sounds like a spelling bee here. Achefree.live. Get Sierracil's Joint Formula 14 and get rid of those aches. If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to Fork. Text the word Fork to 246-810. That's right, Fork to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word Fork to 246-810.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of May 13th to the 17th. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company is here. Rich McFadden from Radio America. Doug Steffen on the air as we continue to go through the list. The Alabama abortion law, number 3, up next in discussion here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As we take our second bite at the stories, number three this week is the Alabama abortion law. And in terms of how this shakes out, if I may take the lead on this for a minute, Victoria, with your permission, because I think what I criticize people in terms of the abortion stuff, men are the ones who are making all these rules and judgments and stuff, which seems ironic at best and criminal. I mean, it just is. So the story floated around this week of a woman who was 17 at the time. She was raped by her high school classmate, somebody that she knew, somebody she trusted. But at the end of the line, she didn't really know because she was 17 and she had no real connection and advice from her mother, obviously, and she didn't find out she was pregnant, so she was 8 months in, and she was assaulted, didn't want it. So what happens to that experience under the Alabama law? It seems to me that there's a complete disconnect. She gave birth to the child because she couldn't, maybe she wouldn't have if she was educated, but she couldn't get an abortion, but she was raped. So what do you do in those circumstances? How dare you tell somebody who was raped that they can't do what they want to do? I mean, it's difficult because of the 8 month thing. None of us like abortion. Anybody with any kind of conscience at all doesn't like it. But that doesn't mean that it shouldn't be, it sounds crass to call it a tool, but it's a reasonable choice for somebody to make, especially if it's like a rape, or if you find out that the child is going to be somehow or other incapable of living a normal life. And so then, you know, it goes from there. But this is very difficult stuff. So in that circumstance, Victoria, what do you think of the outcome? In that circumstance, I mean, it presents itself, unfortunately, there's a lot of that stuff going around. And so what do you do?
I think the 8 month thing is very, very problematic because an 8 month fetus is
plenty
is
of people
viable.
Have early births at 6 months.
Yeah,
and
it's viable, and it's viable, and so really, there's a very difficult argument to make for an abortion in most states there, unless there was, if you're going to be strict, unless there was a problem with the fetus. And I think many people would have encouraged her to give birth and put the child up for adoption. Yeah. And that's what I would have done.
Yeah, me too. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what she did. But that doesn't mean, there's that choice, there's that business.
That poor girl's life is forever changed.
Of course.
After ruined.
That act that she had nothing to do with.
Crime.
Crime, right. And so now it's just a matter of, okay, what's the best answer for everybody involved? And then at that point includes an eight-month-old baby.
Mm-hmm. And jail time for the criminal.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Jail.
For the rapist.
Shoot him to the moon.
Yeah. Right, all right. Take out a knife and do a little operating. Number six this week is the immigration plan that seems to be going nowhere. Please, damn politician.
I love the immigration plan.
I thought it was a good plan.
It's a great plan.
Get on arrival, but it still is a good plan. It just shows you that there's no politics.
But a lot of people you will see in the media will be portraying this as it gets rid of family connections, where it doesn't. It focuses on the nuclear family still. It's just the extended family isn't as prioritized. And then now they move, much like Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and a bunch of other countries, they move your abilities up, and they try to put more weight on that.
Right. 28 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump addresses the National Association of Realtors meeting in Washington. There he had some harsh words for some Democrats running for president.
Sadly, when you look at what's going on with Washington, you see a lot of positives, but you also see people that are fighting very hard. They have 25 people now running for the office of president, and some of these people are stone-cold crazy.
Trump began his speech by announcing the U.S. would be lifting steel and aluminum tariffs, and he expressed hope that Congress will approve the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Trump also criticized the press for reporting on the recent escalation of tensions between the U.S. and Iran, saying there was no conflict in the administration over whether to go to war with Iran. The Department of Homeland Security is laying the groundwork for a plan to transport recent border crossers by plane to cities around the U.S. and releasing them after processing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Radio Countdown continues with our list of stories here. I'm Rich McFadden. Doug Steffen being with us. Shirley, Victoria is along with us as usual. And in the top 10 stories, we've got at number 10, space exploration. At number 9, the Boeing credibility issues. At number 8, climate change. At number 7, Representative Tlaib's Holocaust statements and anti-Semitism in general. At number 6, Trump's new immigration plan. At number 5, the U.S.-Iran war talk. At number 4, the 2020 presidential race and Bill de Blasio jumping into the race. That won't stick around in the top 10 for long. Him, anyway. Number 3, the Alabama abortion law.
Why would you say that, Rich?
Because
why
would you?
Meow. But so true.
I finished my list. Hold on. Number 2, right. The Mueller report aftermath, Donald Trump Jr. subpoena. And number 1, the U.S. China trade war. Doug,
he loves to do this because he doesn't think I do it enough. We start and we don't finish.
No, I know
okay,
you do.
Go
it.
Ahead, do the people.
No, I know you do it right here. So it's just see at number 10 people is John Bolt at number 10, Rashida Tlaib at number 9, Nancy Pelosi at number 8, Jumpin' Joe Biden number 7, Bill de Blasio at number 6, number 5 William Barr. Number 4, Robert Mueller, and number 3, Donald Trump Jr. Number 2, the name I love to say, Xi Jinping, and at number 1, the Donald Trumpster.
All right, what Richie didn't tell you is lurking just under the top 10 is how to sharpen your old knife in 35 seconds. We'll be getting to that later on. Robert Kraft's hearing, which apparently this week was canceled. That's not in the big... Actually, we don't even have any sports stuff in the countdown this week.
I noticed that when we went through. I think this is the first time I remember not having any sports news.
Well, we should. Let's get to the sports stuff.
Why? What's in the news sports-wise?
Help yourself.
That is so big.
Liverpool is in the Champions League final.
Of course.
Having beaten Barcelona 4-0.
Okay.
And the Champions League final.
The average person listening to this program doesn't even know what 4-0 means.
Yeah, well, that's 4-0. And this talk radio is not only entertainment, it is also education. So I am here to educate and to entertain, because Liverpool is playing Tottenham, which is Tottenham Hotspur, also known as Spurs. So two English teams in the Champions League final. Not that I'm being, like, jingoistic or anything like that. No, not at all. And this is going to be epic. And, by the way, Liverpool, which is a very young team under its manager, Jurgen Klopp, came from nowhere in the last 5 years. 1 point behind Manchester City to come in second after winning 2-0 against Wolves on Sunday. Came in second in the Premier League. This is a massive victory.
Massive, she says.
Massive. All right, so the number 10 and number 9 items deserve some time, at least from my perspective. So let me give you my spin on both of them. Number 10, which, as Richie pointed out, normally is the spot where we talk about the hot hits in sports talk radio. But because space exploration came up once again this week, $8.5 billion added to NASA's budget so that we can get to the moon faster. What we do when we get back to the moon, I guess, remains to be seen. Everybody seems to be worked up about the Chinese landing an unmanned moon shot on the backside of the moon, or at least conveniently they said that's where it landed. How do you know if you can't see? You can't see it. So maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. But whether the concern here or the issue is why we are eager to get back, and many people theorize that Mr. Trump wants to militarize the moon so we protect ourselves.
Everybody wants to, right? That's why China's going there.
I think China has got that in mind. Meanwhile, the real story this week is that the Earth's moon is shrinking and suffering from moonquakes. Slowly shrinking, the wrinkles in its crust causing moonquakes. If you look at some of the reconnaissance from NASA, you see these, and it doesn't have the same kind of plates. You know, earthquakes are caused by the plates moving under the surface of the planet. Been going on since the planet formed almost 5 billion years ago. But the moon doesn't. The moon was originally a piece of the Earth back many billions of years ago. After about a billion years, the Earth got hit by a big asteroid, and the chunk of the planet blew off, and that's where the moon came from. And the shrinking that goes on with us, I guess you could equate it to the skin of a grape when it shrinks into a raisin. That's what's going on with the moon's crust. So there are cliffs now that weren't there when we even landed, in 69. Thousands of cliffs scattered across the surface, and there have been pictures taken of these photos. I mean, of the photos of the of the planet. Excuse me for a second.
I'm looking at pictures of the moon, and it's just a fascinating, barren desert of darkness.
So interesting. Why don't we just concentrate on getting to warp drive?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Why not? Anyway, so that's what's going on the moon and with space exploration. In terms of the Boeing situation, man, have they got a mess on their hands. What fascinates me as a really clear observer. I'm pretty knowledgeable, if I do say so myself, about all this stuff. I fly a lot.
Not that you're boastful or anything.
No, not that I'm trying to.
No.
Yeah, thanks very much. Well, I mean, credit goes where credit's due, Victoria, right? And I know a lot about this stuff, so might as well share my knowledge. I'm going to speculate that the 737 MAX will be, most of the orders will be converted to the other 737 that has been on the line, the 737-800 and the 900. The MAX, the fact that the pilots union at American went to Boeing themselves directly, they didn't go to management, they went directly to Boeing to complain about the plane and its the inability they had to control it. And they did that. They first started flying the 737 MAX last October. And in November, there was a big to-do. The pilots' union got together, and they called Boeing, and they had a meeting with Boeing. They taped the conversation with the leaders of the 737 project. And if you listen to the tape, you won't believe your ears.
It's fantastic.
executives actually admit that they made a mistake and they really didn't do, they didn't fix, because they didn't know how to fix the problem that they created by trying to copy what Airbus has done in terms of the way the plane flies once you get to 10,000 feet. And to make a long story short, it's about as incriminating a piece of audio as you could possibly imagine. And the pilots union said, we're not going to fly these planes. We don't want to fly, we won't fly them now, and we don't want to fly them even once you fix the problem, unless you can prove to us that you have actually fixed the problem. And Boeing just kind of shrugged their shoulders, and people are asking now, why is this taking so long? And it's taking so long because they don't know what to do. They said they have 2,400 orders for these planes, and they've stopped the production line. And every one of them is grounded, and they first said it was going to be late August before the planes flew, but that was anticipating that they'd have a fix for it last month. They don't. So, I mean, in terms of installing it, they haven't gotten any further with it, it would appear, on the surface than where they were when the planes went down and they realized they had a problem. They don't know what to do.
You know, what's interesting is it looks like there's a shakeup in the board, and some people are suggesting that they shrink their board, that it's too large.
And, they should have fired the CEO 5 minutes after that second crash.
I didn't realize
he's still there. He's an arrogant bastard.
Former Ambassador Nikki Haley is on the board, but you know who they want to, who a couple of the board members want to add to the board?
Who?
Sully.
That's a good idea.
Chesley Sullenberger.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Good idea.
Yeah. Because he has a company that deals with safety and these issues.
Yeah.
Even though the plane he went down in was an Airbus, he still is, there's a guy who knows how to fly.
He knows how to fly, but they'll do it for PR.
Kennedy
was not flying a 737 MAX, and that's Jones, Victoria Jones. And my fear is that they're just going to rename it, and so we, the passengers, not have the opportunity to
The pilots
to,
won't
to,
let them
to
get
do
it. The pilots are too upset about it. They won't let that happen.
The pilots union is very vocal.
The American pilots union, especially because they don't like the chairman of American, they've become very vocal. And so in this circumstance, nobody's going to cow them into anything. They'll go public, as they have with this. This is how the information came out. It didn't come from Boeing. It came from a release from the American Pilots Union of the tape.
TikTok, Mr. Airline Guy. I know you're passionate about airlines and air.
All right,
news,
okay, so. Time's up. Okay, TikTok, gotta do something. Right. Thank you, Richie, for here's another one of my passions. The American, I was thinking about as I introduce you, Victoria is from the D.C. radio company, Richie at Radio America, the credentials that they have and we all have. I was just thinking about all the various programs that I do. I was going to say Doug Steffen from the DJV show, but I also do a thing called Your Hidden Power, which you can stream at yourhiddenpowershow.com and AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can stream there. You can stream this program at talkradiocountdownshow.com. But the reason I bring up the American Family Farmer is because this week there was a lot of talk about with the trade war being the focus, what are we doing for the American farmer? Trump is losing ground daily with his major support group. They have messed this up to a fare-thee-well. They really have. It isn't, the trade stuff is important to fix, and I think we're all mostly supportive of how Trump is doing it. But then the ripple effect on what you pay for food and, you know, what you have been paying, all your cheapskates who want to buy cheap food, you can't expect to get good food and get it cheaply. It just doesn't work. So the farmers are getting some of the $8 billion that has been spent already, but there still is money going to the big agribusinesses that don't have any business getting a nickel. So I find that to be part of the discussion that we ought to have on the China trade war. Meanwhile, if you want to support American family farming, I have a way for you to do it. You can donate your car, your truck, anything that's old that doesn't run. Richie, you got a couple of things in your backyard there you could probably send over. Lawnmowers, tractors, trailers, whatever it is.
Yeah, those I do have.
Yep, I know you do. Call 888-342-GIVE or go online to the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. And there's a form there. You can fill it out. Come pick up your old thing. Don't cost you anything. And you get a complete tax write-off. So if you want to help the American family farmer, donate your car or truck or used vehicle, boats, call 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. Or complete the form to give online at djvshow.com and AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. On the people list this week, the official list, so that we can have it, because oftentimes we digress and don't get to all of the items, all the people, or all the stories. So at number 10, BDI Bolton. John Bolton is at 10. Rashida Tlaib, I believe is how you pronounce her name, at number 9. Nancy Pelosi is 8. Joe Biden is 7. Bill Blasio is 6. William Barr is 5. Robert Mueller is 4. Donald Trump Jr., although the hoopla, that's one of the aftermaths of the Mueller report, it would seem. He's at number 3 this week. First time he's shown up on the list for quite a long time. Number 2, President of China Xi Jinping. It depends on who you listen to as how you pronounce it, I guess. Number 1, the Donald. That's not unusual. Donald Trump is leading the pack because he's involved in all kinds of... Look at the top 10 items, and he's involved in the conversation of at least half of them. That's the story here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep. To support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hey, moms out there. With Mother's Day here, it's time you put you and your health first. After all, you're the one who takes care of everyone else. If losing weight is a part of your health plan, then check out what women are saying about Calitrin.
Within about a month and a half, I started noticing a difference. My clothes started getting loose. I couldn't believe that you could actually take a supplement and have better bone and joint pain go away with weight loss.
My name's Kathy, and I'm taking Calitrin since probably about April. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14, almost to a size 12. And it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication.
See? You can do it too. Just visit Calitrin's website at toploss.com. That's toploss.com. And use the promo code MOMWIN. That's M-O-M-W-I-N to save on shipping.
Talk Radio Countdown Show and the stories this week for the mid-May week of the 13th to the 17th. Number 10, focus on what we do to get back to the moon and other space exploration items that are being considered by the administration. Good stuff for the country, and I'm a big supporter of NASA anyway. Number 9, credibility issues regarding Boeing and what they've had to say about the 737 MAX. There's an echo in the room, and it's a no-no. Climate change, number 8. Holocaust statements, anti-Semitism, number 7. Trump's new immigration plan, number 6. Iran war talk, number 5. The presidential race is number 4. The discussion of the Alabama abortion law being enacted this week, signed into law, number 3. Aftermath of the Mueller report is number 2. And the trade war with China, that happens to be the number 1 item this week. The big stories on the Talk Radio Countdown. All right, perhaps the most important story of the week is that Grumpy Cat has died. And Grumpy Cat was only 7.
7.
Wow.
What happened? You're a cat person.
I don't know what Grumpy Cat died of. That is very young, 27. You're just entering middle age.
Yeah, that's right.
Very young.
Yep. Well, too bad.
Didn't they ship that cat all around the country, like doing promotional things and stuff? I mean, Those cats just like to hang out.
Got travel fever or something.
They killed Grumpy Cat.
Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And in this portion of the program, we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman joining us, college professor at Bentley University in Boston, expert on scams and identity theft, which is where we start before we get to the legal ramifications of some of the items in the top ten this week. Steve Areno, the Trump administration has allowed or is encouraging debt collectors to send unlimited emails and texts under new rules. If you thought you were being scammed before, man, I can't imagine anything that would be less popular than this and how these people are so tone deaf to allow or even encourage this sort of thing. So the consumer protection folks criticizing, as you might imagine, we all get all these calls every day, and this would make them... I thought we had a law that was trying to kill this stuff, but yeah. Now it goes the other way. What's the story?
Yeah, you know, the idea was that it was supposed to somehow modernize the debt collection business. But, you know, there are so many scams already associated with debt collection. One of the more interesting ones, believe it or not, Doug, is that there are people who will call and harass people into paying for debts that aren't even existing and that aren't owed. And people are falling for this. And the Federal Trade Commission has tried to clamp down on this. But the idea of allowing text messaging and unlimited emails and calling in regard to debt collection just makes it more and more ripe for scams. And, this is something I find really serious. It is already a problem when they can't do that. It's going to get worse if these regulations do go into effect.
So, Steve, let's look at the other side of this real quick. How should companies legally and effectively go after people who owe them money?
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you asked that because it is a legitimate thing.
I see what Trump is trying to do. He's trying to get these people, because we pay when you don't pay for your bills, I have to pay for you.
Yeah.
So I see what he's trying to do. So what's the legal and effective way?
The way is pretty much what we have now. That first of all, you have to be notified first by mail, and then you can be called with limitations on the calls. But here's the thing: they should be disclosures, because what you're supposed to do is, if you do get a call, you're supposed to request a form that documents what's owed and to whom, so that you can really confirm that it is legitimate. You know, quite frankly, when I tell people about this, I say you don't trust any of these because you don't know what they are. So when you ask for that explanation, you ask for that documentation, and then you don't call the debt collector back, you call the company and deal with them directly.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Scamaside.com. Check that out. That's Steve's website. And you send people to another website as well that vets a lot of these scams.
What's yeah, well, you know, one of the things is, have you been pawned? And yeah. This is a website where you can find out, if you want to learn, how many data breaches you've been involved with. And it's a very scary thing. But, you know, all that information about us makes us even more liable and susceptible to being scammed and identity theft. So it's dangerous out there. You've got to be very, very careful.
Speaking of danger, The number one item this week on the countdown, the trade war, legal ramifications of that, and the money that's being spent. American family farmers are having a tough time with all of this, and the Trump administration is touting they're making money available, but it isn't all going to the people who need it. I don't know if groups can sue to stop all of that, but the overall implication of this trade war has a lot. I don't even think people understand international law when it comes to this sort of thing. Do they, Steve?
Not really. And, you know, I kind of almost go back to this trade war isn't good for the United States. It isn't good for China. It's kind of like the line that Mahatma Gandhi said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and pretty soon the whole world is blind and toothless. This is not the way to do it. About the only thing that I'm, you know, behind the Trump administration on when it comes to this is he's being very, very hard on the Huawei equipment company. And this is a large telecommunications equipment company from China. But they have been known to steal American information. They also would be able to gather data and provide that to China. So he's been trying to get American companies not to deal with Huawei, and this is part of the whole trade thing. But I support him on this one. This company is basically spying for China.
Yep. Let's get him. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As usual this week, I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.